We've been reporting on small businesses around the country. Today we go to Rapid City, South Dakota. A local package service called Rapid Delivery is in the throes of the busy holiday shipping season, but the family that runs the company wishes it were busier. From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, Charles Michael Ray has this story.
Brian Evans just cranked open the garage door of a small storage room filled with boxes. Brian is owner of Rapid Delivery, and three of his workers are hurriedly moving packages in and out of nearby trucks.
Those two are both National American.
Rapid Delivery is a family business. Brian's mom, Bonnie Evans, started this company in 1979, armed only with a pager and one behemoth delivery truck.
It was a step van, an old Chevrolet step van, that was like a two-ton van that was just the ugliest thing you ever seen in your life.
I called it the white whale.
Yep.
This small company has come a long way from that one van. Today, it has 18 employees and a fleet of trucks that deliver everything from organ transplants to cleaning supplies. Rapid Delivery serves an area roughly the size of Massachusetts.
And that's a challenge for rural delivery. You know, you have a lot of distance that you have to travel to get to a few businesses.
Despite those challenges, the company managed steady growth. The Evans say it achieved well over $500,000 a year in revenue. But then the recession hit.
It's hard to go backwards, and that's what we're doing. We're definitely going backwards.
Our revenues right now are what we were running in 2000, 9 years ago.
Yes.
That's how far down our revenues are.
The economic slowdown meant less need for shipping. This forced the Evans to do something they never imagined.
We have never laid a person off since 1979, and now we have two laid off since September this year. Yeah. It's the hardest thing in the world because they were both good men.
One of the workers who made it through those layoffs is Travis Remnant. On this day, he's delivering cleaning supplies.
Got some more deliveries for you.
All right. I'll bring
them on. Put them in the same spot.
Sure. Okay.
On his route, Remnant logs over 100 miles every day, making deliveries to rural businesses that might not have local service otherwise. Remnant has just graduated from college with a degree in technology management. This job kept him afloat through school.
Yeah, I could have taken out loans. I could have gone into debt. Instead, well, now I'm a few thousand ahead. I got enough money for maybe a part of a down payment on a house, and that's nice. And that would not have been possible without working here.
Recent graduates like Remnants are facing a dismal job market, and if he can't find work in his new field, this delivery job will become even more important. Like many businesses, Rapid Delivery isn't making any new hires. Brian Evans says he's afraid to grow or expand this company because of the uncertainty that still looms over federal legislation on things like climate change and health care.
Our revenue is so small, our markup is so small, we're cutting razor thin every day. There's no way. There's no way we can absorb it. You just can't.
Evans says if business drops off another 10%, he'll have to lay off more workers. And that could leave already isolated customers in a difficult situation. It could take even longer to send and receive products, which could further slow down business in an economy that's already hurting. For NPR News, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City, South Dakota.